Farm Leaders Adopt Policy. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Yesterday, the Tennessee Farm Bureau concluded its 85th annual meeting in Franklin as the nearly 300 voting delegates from the state's 95 counties adopted their policy resolutions. Row crop producer John Butler says it was a successful convention and just as important as it was when the farm organization began.
Well, the only thing really changed probably is some of the faces and some of the topics. Every year it seems like, obviously some of the same ones, topics come up every year and they're kind of continue to stay on, but every year we have new topics and new things that we need to address just to make sure that we've got all of our policies where they need to be, and we have to kind of look into the future.
Dairy and tobacco producer Keith Irvin of Washington County is concerned about immigration reform and low milk prices, and he says he's depending on Farm Bureau to continue helping on those issues and many others.
It's the only voice we got. That's the way I look at it. I mean, Farm Bureau is our voice. And that's why I'm going to support it 100%.
Now, during the convention, two ladies were elected to serve important roles in the organization. Jane May of Dyer County is the new chairman of the Women's Committee, and Carla Stedman is the new chairman of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee.
I'm very excited, and I'm glad I had the opportunity. Farm Bureau women are very important. We do a lot of many programs that are so important to me. Ag in the Classroom is one of my pet things that I enjoy working with, but we have a lot of activities.
It was very humbling to know that people had the faith in me to put me in his chair, and it was also one of those little happy moments because it's one that my mama has lived for 43 years so that I could follow in her tradition. My mother was the only female chair to serve as the Tennessee Young Farmers and Homemakers. 1963.
A great convention for the state's largest farming organization. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.